welcome to another episode of We the People Radio. We're back live with you finally. Sorry, we had a little break. We had to go learn about the magic of the human heart.
Bill, the magic of the human heart.
Bill got a little free education on the magic of the human heart.
Not a bionic man.
He's the stent master.
Wow. Let's not go too far.
I just was going to see what you would say after that. So today is February 16th, 2020, and my name is Erin Ryan. I don't have any heart stents, by the way. Let's just clear that up.
Yeah, not yet.
I have bad lungs. I can't have heart stents. If I have both, I'm pretty much off the air all the way around.
Whew. Okay, well, my name is Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor today is Pape Machinery. They're our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. They're located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in beautiful downtown Shasta Lake. They've got everything you need in the way of ag tractors, turf, and turf right now. Hey, the grass is going to start growing about a foot a day as soon as that sun comes out, so don't waste any time getting your mowing equipment tuned up, or if you need replacements, go down and see them. They've got a lot of product in stock right now. Also, they're going to be taking on the steel product line, so they'll be one of the largest steel dealers in this area. That's going to happen next week, so stop in and see them there if you're looking for chainsaws, pressure washers,
stuff
trim
made
stringers.
By steel.
Yeah, anything made by steel. Thank you. Thank you. We'll just say that. So, get a hold of them, Pape Machinery, phone number 226-9226, or you can get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
And we are currently on the American Uncensored News Network.
Yeah, so I can
everything
say anything.
Is censored.
I can say anything I want now.
Get all the shows on China on there. So AUN, it's AUN-TV.com. You can find that on the front page of our website at WeThePeopleRadio.us. Since anything that has a dash in it sometimes gets fumbled on the play. So anyway, no football talk today. Today is all about Daytona, and I hope you're all recording it because apparently the Beast is going to make a lap. How much fun is that?
Yeah. High-speed lap with Donald Trump hanging out of the sunroof, waving his arms like a madman. happy Secret Service guy.
It's a good thing the left hates NASCAR because their heads would all be exploding. He's ruined NASCAR now. Oh, my God.
I bet the Beast can get up and go, though.
Yeah, but it's really heavy.
Yeah,
think about how banked those
might
take corners
a half a
are.
Lap to like, get up there, but yeah.
Yeah, imagine the gas. Ooh, think of those fossil fuels. Yeah. That makes me happy just thinking about it.
You could probably flip that thing three or four times. Wouldn't even scratch it, though.
That's true. It would come out the same. So we've got to get Lyle in here. You're so quiet, Lyle. Are you on hold?
Oh, no, I was taking a nap.
that's a lie. Oh, my gosh.
Great to be back with you.
Hey, so do you want to give us your new bio? Because I read it somewhere. Here we go. You changed it.
I did?
Yeah, you changed it. Yeah. I read it. I was like, what? When did all this happen?
Did I add working for Pape Machinery as their new driver, test driver for their...
I haven't got that in your contract yet. Once we get that in your contract, we'll get that raised.
Maybe like a grass mowing expert.
Well, I just want you guys to know that picture you posted with me on the machinery, really helped. It helped with my interview and it helped me get hired by Pape.
Yeah.
And, we got to get some new Photoshop, though, because that was a Kubota tractor. So these are the John Deere guys. So now we got to colorize the tractor. We'll have to get Robert to use his artistic skills.
And a couple of other thoughts before like we get going on this show.
The big show?
Bill, instead of you paying out $32.58 for your heart stents and the machine and all that, you could have come to me, Dr. Law, for like $2.89, and I would have duct taped and Elmer's glue you, and we would have been good to go.
Oh, man, we never even thought of that. Plus, we would have got a free trip to Arizona.
See?
Yeah.
I know it. I would have taken care of you for less than $5, and we could have gone out for a beer. and then I need, before we go on any further, I need to say hi to all my friends in the Ukraine.
Yes.
because I was not going to, they wanted to know how come I'm not on the big show anymore. It's been a few months, hasn't it, you guys? It's been, and they, I started getting phone calls and letters and postcards and emails, and then a donkey showed up with, I don't still know what that is, but from the Ukraine.
Donkeys in the Ukraine.
and no, they go, well, Dr. Lott, where are you? How come you're not on? We, all of us Ukrainians, we take the afternoon off to sit and listen, and you haven't been on. So I just want to say, give a shout out to all my Ukrainian listeners, and thank you very much for making my show a very number one show in Ukraine.
And Rudy Giuliani can call us later to get your phone number and address so they can come interrogate you.
And for NSA who's listening and the congressional committees, it's Lyle, L-Y-L-E.
Yeah, well, that appearance does come with a free appearance in front of one of the congressional
committees. And if you're lucky, you can go in front of
it's in D.C.
the pencil night, you know, your choice is what? The pencil night committee or the Nadler committee?
Nadler.
You can go in front of Nadler. Maybe you'll get to race him to the microphone.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, we're off to a great This Is About Nothing show.
Aren't we? I called the show To Trump or Not To Trump. What exactly is the title of all of this? And like the list he gave us, it's like kind of To Trump or Not To Trump. Let's do that.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But Dr. Lyle has actual credentials. He's a private sector intelligence and threat assessment specialist. Now wrap your mind around that, huh?
When I'm not working for Pat Pay Machine.
Not doing faux appearances on fake tractors. And you've actually roped in the members of the Arizona State Legislature giving them briefings. So, you know, it's amazing we don't hear more about them in the news, considering the help they're getting. And
Lyle's going to hear a lot less from them if he keeps it up. I'm not sure they'll have him back.
before they found out he hangs out with us, his briefings and consultations expanded to include elected and law enforcement officials. Across the nation, we've taken the whole country down. He writes political commentary for the Prescott, Arizona e-news, and actually we posted one of those online here today, and he's also the author of Our Forefathers Truly Appealed to Heaven, and that's on Amazon Kindle. We got the link on there for you. So
I don't have to pay like $2 for this address.
No, that's just shameless promotion.
Yeah, no, first one's
okay,
free.
Okay.
Yeah, shameless free promotion, I should say.
Because that's all I get is $2 for doing this show, you know. I just didn't know if I.
Well, that's why that heart surgery has got to be like $360 or whatever that was. You said we haven't gotten the bill yet from UC Davis, so we'll let you know how close you are. Although the doctor was like 25, he was really young.
I'm telling you, Bill. You could have come on over here, a little Elmer's glue. Maybe if it was really difficult, Gorilla Glue and duct tape. We would have been good to go in about 5 minutes. And
I probably would have took you up on that because my doctor kind of looked like Dickie Hauser. He looked like he could have been all of about 20. And I'm like, hey, how many of these have you done? And then it kind of drifted off a little bit. So I guess he was good.
Yeah, he was really young. He was a smart guy. He was very, very engaging. And you know your doctor's actually paying attention. I ran into him in the parking garage, and he's all, oh, hey, how you doing? Bill's looking fine. I'm like, well, how'd you remember me? That was yesterday. Didn't you mess around with some other people between yesterday and today?
You kind of talked like the good doctor. I haven't done many of these. Yeah.
That's a lie. That's a damn lie.
Oh, gosh.
No, but if he did, I would have felt better because that guy always figures everything out. But he always finds things that you didn't know you had, so I'd just as soon not have him.
Oh, I think our Ukrainian listeners just turned the channel.
They did. They only listen on Wednesdays, so we're not going to know if they like it or not until later in the week. It's a lot of listenership on Wednesdays to this program. I don't know what that means. I'm sure it means something. Oh, all right. So Ashley's given me the high sign, so we should probably take a quick break and then come back and find out about To Trump or Not To Trump, courtesy of Dr. Lyle. There really is a very comprehensive list on a serious note. Interesting points to think about prior to 2020. And your note on here, Lyle, is especially to my friends on the fence, like moderate Democrats, libertarians, and independents, and also the never-Trump Republicans, and those of thinking about walking away from the Democratic Party. Actually, to those people, I would just put a little caveat in there, run, don't walk, but anyway.
To the nearest exit.
Nearest exit, but that's just a thought. So you're listening to We the People. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? When they move into your neighborhood, they take over but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
Messing around. Ashley's in there waving her arms madly. Put your headphones on.
Banging on the glass.
We're starting. Sorry, Ashley. I could give you heart problems, too. Everybody's like, oh, that's what's wrong with Bill. It's her.
Well, everybody knows that.
Yeah, well, yeah. No newsflash there.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Lyle, on a serious note, like that'll last, where would you like to start this little adventure?
Well, if it's okay with you, many years ago, I don't know how many, you'll remember one of our first interviews was dealing with border crises and border issues and all the illegal. Excuse me?
Yeah, true story. That's right. We almost always remember, talk about border stuff with you.
Right. And we started with that because there was such crises. And I'd like to, if it's okay with you, just go over something real quickly. Mr. Trump ran on making America great again, securing our borders, securing our sanctuary as a nation. And, of course, almost everybody blew him off and said, yeah, whatever. But he has proven that. He has consistently accomplished that which he set out to do. And no, this is not a paid political announcement. I'm not on his payroll or anything. But take a look at the facts. Take a look. Forget the emotionalism and the political garbage that comes out of D.C. and just take a look at the facts. Well, just the other day, he went ahead and announced through DHS, Department of Homeland Security, that they were going to redeploy, I think it's 100, maybe 125, specially trained border agents. It'd be like the Border Patrol SWAT team, equivalent to a law enforcement SWAT team. Border Patrol is law enforcement, by the way. But it's called BORTAC, B-O-R-T-A-C. And he was going to redeploy about 100, 125 of these specially trained agents from the border into sanctuary cities, Chicago, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Houston, Boston, New Orleans, Detroit, Newark. Each of those cities I just named, the common denominator there is that they're sanctuary cities and they're all run by Democrats. And so what has happened all along for under Bush, under Obama, and then Mr. Trump has come in to cease and desist this abhorrent political game is to stop the hiding out of illegals in those sanctuary cities. But even more so, and what this BORTAC unit is going to be doing is helping local law enforcement, where possible, or local border patrol to recapture illegals who are wanted on criminal escape charges. And that can be everywhere from murder to mayhem to rape to et cetera, et cetera. The sanctuary cities run by these Democrats have really gotten out of control. And not only do they house the illegals, but they house illegals who are, that's illegal, but also who have committed other crimes up to and including murder. In California, your state, they've now passed a law and policy, both policy by executive orders and then law to release people from prisons or jails, excuse me, strike that, from jails and not hold them even if they're being held for murder. And so what we have are illegals who are being released back into the community, if they're even caught in the first place, or illegals who have crossed the border illegally and have perpetrated other crimes while they're in the United States. Well, now what the president has done is signed orders to have this special unit go in and begin to round these people up. And it is creating just a firestorm, as you can imagine, with the Democrat mayors and Democrat governors.
I was listening to it last night. I had an event up in MacArthur. A little shout out to the cattlemen who always have steak. We love their events. God bless them. And we got to rip on chicken. You know, I got to tell them my favorite line. You know, the reason we don't eat chicken is because that's why we call it fowl. And they thought that was funny.
Yeah,
and
that doggy bag you brought me was really good too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. No doggy bag. But you know, it was interesting as I was going up and back. I was listening to like MSNBC and. CNN and progressive radio. If you have satellite and you're not listening to the progressive channel, you're missing the best comedy out there, actually. But they were all whining about the Border Patrol guys. They're going to, because we're cruel. That's the word they like. Everybody is very cruel. So I guess keeping criminals off the street somehow is a bad thing.
So we've gone from being racist to now cruel.
Yeah, we're cruel. All three cruel. Channels. Every time I flipped around, yeah.
I mean, that's the buzzword now.
It's cruel is like the new thing, and it was like
they all came up with it at the same time. That was so bizarre.
No, it's almost like there's some kind of weird Kool Aid or something
they all got the memo.
Yeah, they did too.
They said, of course, you know, we have to, we have to support things like that because Republicans are all about racism and misogyny. And I don't know what's wrong with making fun of women, but, you know, sometimes there's funny stuff out there. But
I didn't say that.
And notice how Bill and I became very quiet.
Yeah. I was trying to help you guys.
Yeah.
Don't let them browbeat you. It's wrong.
That, Aaron. Bill and I have been around. We're smarter than that. We're not taking that bit.
That was a little test. They're pitching to everybody that they're going to go after. The funny part is they neglected to mention that these people were the ones coming out of jail. I mean, they made it sound like they were lurking by the public bathrooms at the city park. Not that that's probably a bad idea either.
Well, they are. You know, you do have, not only have they crossed our boundaries as our sovereign nation, which the Democrats, the Socialist Democrats, no longer wish. The Constitution is only mouthed or spoken of when it seems somewhat appropriate. Otherwise, it's a living, breathing document that's fluid and it changes depending on the month and the issue. Right. That's not how our forefathers established our nation nor our Constitution. But the Socialist Democrats, they don't believe in the Constitution. They really don't. That's not my opinion. For those of you who are going to write in and go, well, that's an opinion. No, look at the facts. Just look at what they speak and how they speak and what they're up, what they're doing in Congress. They don't believe in the Constitution except if it appropriately is the right thing to say at that right time in front of those cameras. You take a look at the sanctuary cities. They're allowing illegals to stay there. That's one thing. But they're allowing, like I said before, illegals who have committed crimes to be housed there and to escape detection. And what Mr. Trump has done is said enough. I thought it was interesting that I think it was Thursday of last week. I think it was Thursday of last week. Governor Cuomo of New York went to the White House to argue that he wanted Mr. Trump to not lay sanctions on the residents of his state. He wanted no penalties and just come on, let's just all come together and have a kumbaya moment. Because what Cuomo did is he enacted a policy called the Green Light Law. And what that does is it gives illegal aliens driver's licenses and prohibits federal officials like Border Patrol, FBI, and all that from accessing motor vehicle registrations, motor vehicle records, and all of that to look at the locations of these people and other data that law enforcement uses. So he's enacted that. And what that also did by doing that is he went ahead and rescinded the ability of states' citizens, that's everybody in New York, to participate in the global entry program. So now basically what happens is it allows travelers coming into America, be it illegal, legal, whatever, by submarine, whatever, they can bypass all the lines at the border check-ins and just go ahead and come in free. And that is, again, it goes against Department of Homeland Security and our Constitution, our sanctuary, and all of that. But they can freely then get benefits. Whatever they may be, housing, medical, et cetera, Social Security, all the rest of the stuff. So Mr. Trump, being faithful to his word, has gone ahead and said, no, we're going to start rounding up right now those illegals that are here but are criminals. So, again, I'm being repetitive, but those that have come in illegally but have committed crimes while they're in the United States illegally, he's rounding them up, and that's what the BORTAC unit is. And I just wanted to lead off by that because I'm just so excited that Mr. Trump's being consistent and that he is doing what governors and mayors who swore to protect and uphold the Constitution and the safety of their citizens refuse to do.
Well, I've never understood how they got to just decide that they were going to, you know, force other people to not, you know, to not recognize laws.
Well, and coming in illegally, I'm sorry, but you're automatically a criminal, aren't you? I mean, aren't you basically saying that that's not a crime now if you're not eligible to be?
We don't talk about illegal entry. We don't discuss illegal crossing the border.
Right.
The word illegal is dropped. We now have people crossing the border to move into America because they want to better their life.
Well, they're now undocumented Americans.
That's right. They're undocumented Americans, but they're entitled to all the freebies and all the benefits that we Americans who have been paying taxes all along have to maintain so they can get them for free. It's just part of the Democrat game plan to boost their numbers, which I think is also interesting, and maybe something you want to talk about in the next segment, is blacks, Mexicans, Spanish-speaking, all these quote-unquote historically minority groups, which have been held down by a Socialist Democrat Party, are now seeing the light. They're moving over to the Republican side because Mr. Trump has gone ahead and increased their pays. He's increased their employment status. Their unemployment status has gone down. He's doing that which the Democrats said they would do since Lyndon Johnson.
Well, it was interesting because when Bill was down there at UC Davis, we had some, of course, political conversations with the nurses, and the one lady was from Brazil.
Yeah.
And she was solidly on board with all the new immigration crackdown stuff.
Was not happy about.
She said, I had to wait. I had to file a bunch of paperwork. I had to get an attorney. I had to pay a bunch of money. And these other guys think they can just march in, not work. She was really mad about the not working, I think, more than anything.
Right.
Even if you said, okay, we're going to give everybody amnesty, she was like, she would have been a big fan of, but they have to work. Can't be eligible for social programs.
No freeloaders.
No. Well, the other thing, we've talked about this over the years since I've been on the show, and I know I've brought on other subject matter specialists and all of us, Bill, you, Aaron, and myself, and whomever I may have brought on. We've discussed this topic from different perspectives, but all with the idea that what's happened here is the United States was to collapse into the global community, and we were not to have borders. We were not to have the enforcement of our nationality. We were to blend in with the world government, world community. And Mr. Trump has stopped that. And both Republican presidents and Democrats, Republicans and Democrats have pushed that global community since Mr. Reagan. Since President Reagan, George Bush, then Clinton, then Bush again. and Obama have all pushed for a global community. So,
well, they
Mr.
wanted
Trump
to be just like Europe, and you know, we could be just like Europe and the European Union, and now even European countries are getting out of the European Union. So,
exactly, well,
kind of interesting. If you wait long enough, you know, you won't have to do it at all.
Not working.
No, it isn't working.
These people don't, they have no intention of assimilating. They have no intention of becoming Americans. They want all the American benefits, but they have no intention. None. Zero.
But the funny part is the greatest benefit of being here is being American, and that's the one thing they don't like. It's like, you guys have kind of missed the point. I've got to take a really quick break, and then we will come right back with our guest, Dr. Lyle Verpacki. You are listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
I was at the immigration scene, shining and feeling clean. Could it be a sin? I got stopped by the immigration man. He said he doesn't know if he can. Let me in, let me in. Immigration man, can I cross the line and break? I can stay another day. Let me in, immigration man, I won't tow your line today. Can't see it anyway.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fooled you. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Bill's watching a little NASCAR on his tablet over there.
So I am not.
Yes, he is. He's watching NASCAR.
I'm finally focused on the show at all times.
Laser focused, I think. Finally makes it sound like, you know, finally. Not like
Fine.
Not like finally. All right. Sorry, Lyle. Got distracted again.
Oh, that's all right. I was taking a nap. What'd you say?
You were watching NASCAR too, weren't you? You're all Charlie Daniels. What goes better with NASCAR than Charlie Daniels? Nothing.
No, I stayed awake for him. I stayed awake for Charlie.
Exactly. Well, you know, honestly, people aren't, you know, most people aren't buying all this. And it's interesting to me because we've had our local Republican headquarters has been open for the last 5 weeks or something. You'd think I would remember since I've been coordinating the volunteers. It seems like it's been open for a year. But we have a bunch of Trump gear. And so T-shirts, hats, you know, that kind of stuff. If you happen to live in Reading, it'll be open until the primary. It's at 280 Hartnell. And then after that, we'll stow the gear and bring it back for the general election. But, you know, hats, shirts, all that stuff. And we've had a lot of people come in that are like, yeah, that's it. I'm sick of being bullied. I'm going to get this bright red sweatshirt and wear it to the grocery store. So, I don't know. I think it's having an adverse effect.
I think you're right, Aaron. I think people, it's been a slow process, and for some of us who've been on the forefront, and I don't mean that pretentiously, you, Bill, other shows, other individuals, many of my colleagues and associates across the nation, it's been frustrating and sometimes a little nerve-wracking because we were watching the ship of state hit the iceberg, and nobody sounded any alarms, or very, very few. And if they did sound them, even fewer listened to the alarms. And then Mr. Trump came along and made statements that nobody believed. Now, he had a core, don't get me wrong, but the majority of people didn't believe it. And yet, against all odds, which is one of the articles I wrote for Prescott E! News, which is a platform. I guess that's a shameless plug, but I didn't mean it that way.
We like shameless plugs. I mean, anywhere people can get good information.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking when I was saying. Then I went, "Oops, wait a minute." but I wrote an article. I write every week for Prescott E! News. There we go again. But one of the things I was talking about
on Prescott E! News,
this article. Say again.
On Prescott E! News.
On Prescott E! News, yes. You can go to PrescottENews.com. It's in Prescott, Arizona, Prescott E! News. the impeachment of the president these last nearly 3 years, I mean, there was investigations. It was all a front. There was no real thinking that they would impeach him. There may have been a moment or two, they thought, but the whole thing was a front. It was a setup, and the whole genesis was to neuter and to severely limit Mr. Trump from having a successful second term and to screw things up in the remainder of the first term. The Socialist Democrat Party, and they are socialists. In fact, that's part of what they're having their infighting right now, because Bernie Sanders is out front. He's a communist.
But what is frightening is people aren't afraid of that. People are actually going along with it.
Well, because they think they think we're going to do socialism here different than it's ever been done in the rest of the world. And the only reason that millions of people died at the hands of those regimes over the years is because they just did it wrong.
They did it wrong.
We're just going to make
it
better.
They just weren't good people to start with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You guys are right. And it's concerning, especially among all the younger generations who have not been taught American history in our schools for the last 30 years, easily 30 years. And they have not been taught about the founding of this nation and why we are exceptional. That doesn't mean we're better necessarily or without fault. America has faults, but we are an exceptional nation because of the way we were formed and the way we were intended to be governed. And we have lost that. Mr. Trump has fought the administrations and the politics and the swamp people who have all inbred D.C. for the last 30-plus years. And he's come in and is in the process of restoring this nation to its foundations. And you can read about it in the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, all that, which they don't want you to read. The Socialist Democrats do not want you to read. Because if you read it, you'll see very clearly that what this nation was founded on is 180 degrees opposite of what these people are out promoting. And I thought it was interesting. They're having such problems, and you all know this, with AOC and her few little minions in Congress who are absolutely anti-American, but they're serving as congressmen. They're pro-Islam, and they're radical Islam, and they're pro-ISIS, and they're pro-communism. And they're serving in the Congress of the United States.
I know. And that's amazing.
And it's not my opinion, Bill. I mean, you know this. I mean, they say it. They're out on TV saying this, these Congress people. And Pelosi and a couple of her leadership people are petrified at the bluntness of what basically they've raised, which is the AOCs of this world. And they've raised them up. They've groomed them for the last 20, 30 years.
Well, they held them up as icons. Worse yet.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is the new face of the party. And then all of a sudden, oh, surprise, you know, we're un-American. It's like, oh, whoops.
Exactly, Aaron. And they don't like what's being said. Mm-hmm. Well, too late. You raised them up. You know,
yep, they put the spotlight squarely on
philosophy.
Them. But see, that goes along with like your list that you put out, like the talking points prior to 2020. And the first one, you know, women are upset at Trump's naughty words. They also bought 80 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey. I read that. I'm all, we got to get Dr. Lyle on. Oh, hold on. Let me read the rest of them.
You read 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, I did, right there, right on the page, right there.
Oh.
That's my...
Bill,
my, I'm blushing.
It was when you were... Yeah, Bill, it was when you were under.
Yeah. I wonder I had a heart attack.
But we still don't know if titanium chromium is magnetic or not. We don't know if he needs to have the other half of his name tag or if it'll just stick to his chest.
I always thought you were kind of looking at me a little different lately. I didn't quite get it.
Can you imagine? I mean, in all seriousness, I don't know what's in that book, but I remember the Tea Party back when that first came out. I remember that Barnes & Noble here in town had it right in front, and it was right next to the, like, books for young teens. And so you had these 12- and 13-year-old kids reading this 50 Shades of Grey book, which no one really knew enough about except they knew it was kind of nasty. And so people were just outraged. You know, what is this doing right inside the front door? And the Barnes & Noble people basically patted him on the head and said, oh, you know, you're old and out of step, and, you know, buzz off. This is our marketing plan.
Right.
And so then basically dozens and dozens and dozens, I don't think I would be remiss to say over 100 people went in and harangued him about it. And 50 Shades of Grey wound up in the back corner, literally in the farthest back corner of the building. But that doesn't happen anymore now. It's like, I don't know. It's pretty common. And yet,
oh, they drop F-bombs on TV now on regular network television.
You know, Trump says BS and everybody, that can't happen.
Unpresidential.
Yeah, I don't know. Not buying it. And then your second one here, not one feminist has defended Sarah Sanders. No kidding. You know, your women's rights are only women's rights if you're a liberal. And if you're a conservative woman, well, you're horrible and we need to, you know, trash you.
That's right.
Look at that. It killed the show. Boom.
Everybody's
women again.
50 Shades of Gray, and they're going, oh, maybe
50
I need
Shades
to
of Gray and women, and
that.
All the men went mute.
So Bernie Sanders, AOC, Elizabeth Warren, and the rest are all purporting socialism, basically communism. And yet, one of the bullet points I wrote in that commentary was 60 years ago, Venezuela was fourth on the World Economic Freedom Index. Today, they're 179th, and their citizens are dying of starvation.
Yeah.
In only 10 years, Venezuela was destroyed by democratic socialism. So what you guys said, I think, was really profound, and I think I'll borrow that and use it in my next article or commentary, and that is socialism is what they're pushing. Communism, actually, it's not. Let's cut to the chase. But they think they can do it better because, after all, we're Americans, and so we can do it better.
Yeah, but if we just did it the right way, it wouldn't actually be bad.
Exactly. So we're going to go ahead and reinvent our democratic republic, and we're going to make it a communistic nation. But we're going to do it more better. We're going to be more better.
Exactly. Well, because if we did that, it would. You know, everybody would be happier. It blows my mind. I don't know. I don't know how they think that's ever going to work out. So we've got to take a really quick break here, and so we're going to hear a little ditty from Billy Joel.
Oh,
stalling for time.
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy. I like all his songs. Bill's like, how much Billy Joel are we going to play today? I'm like, I don't know, probably a lot. So you're listening to We the People. Join us online, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
She's a man eater. Oh, here she comes.
There you go, Lyle.
I love it. I love it. I'm sitting here rocking out.
We did this great show about bad women one time, and so we this whole song selection for bad women. That was kind of a fun show.
Okay, you know Bill and I are still not going to comment on that.
She's really trying hard, but not even coming close to.
More. No, I tell you, not at all, Bill.
Nope.
You got to do, yeah.
Trained professional.
We're smarter than that.
But it's true. A lot of this idiocy is being pushed by these stupid women. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, we've been married. We know that. Yeah. No, we're not biting it. No. Hey, if I could, though. we know this trick. We know. Do I look fat in this outfit?
Yeah, right.
But it's I don't. Is it on your list here? You know, how can Harvey Weinstein not be a problem? But, you know, Donald Trump is a misogynist, sexist, you know, on and on and on. And you're like,
Epstein was okay.
Epstein was okay.
Yeah, Clinton's okay. Everybody's screwing around is okay. But
that slipped my mind.
Hey, there's two things, if you don't mind, on bullet points before Aaron continues on with her male bashing.
Yeah, definitely don't try that at home.
Well, it's woman bashing, Lyle. Come on, at least get the gender right. There's only two.
No. Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, because that's what she thinks it is, and she sets it up that way. But it's really, we take the bait and then watch how quickly it's bashing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fish on.
I've ruined my reputation as a staff misogynist.
move on to the next pool. Move on to there. This one's not playing.
Swim, boy, swim.
Two of my other bullet points, but it's along the lines of what we were discussing prior to the break, is the problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money. That's Margaret Thatcher said that.
Okay, she's a smart woman. We'll give her points for
that. And what President Trump said is, they're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in their way. That is a profound statement.
That's actually really true.
Yeah, the Socialist Democrats and the globalists really detest America. They detest America. And anyone who stands up for the United States of America unabashedly stands. They detest. They don't disagree. They detest. They vehemently hate Americanism. And so Mr. Trump has gone ahead and declared he wants to make America great. And he's moving in that direction to restore sanity to a government that's gotten out of control and has began to border on socialism, where it ran everything. And they detest him. That's true. And they're doing everything they can to remove him. In fact, they're bringing up new charges. I don't know if you all know this. They're bringing up new charges on him next week. I may be off on this, so I apologize.
What's this about?
Well, it's going to be dealing with obstruction of justice again, and then they're looking at I'm not making this up. So it'll be next week or the week after they're looking at bringing new charges against him, which may lead to another round of impeachment. I'm not making this up. This is what they're actively discussing.
I guess we all knew though. It's, I don't know why I'm surprised. I'm not surprised.
When they go after him, Mr. Trump clearly stated, they're coming after me, but make no mistake, I'm paraphrasing, they're really coming after you, and I'm just in the way. I think the American people, which are very forgiving people, America by nature is very slow to use its power. Sometimes I wish it was quicker, and I'm not a warmonger, but I sometimes wish if we'd gotten involved in some things sooner, and if we made the decision to end it, not prolong it. I think some things would be better, but that's in my own little bubble, my little world. But Americans, by nature, are very slow to anger. We're very forgiving, and we turn the other cheek. That's only the
conservative side of Americans, because I got to tell you,
I
take quite a few phone calls from the left, and you know, it goes from you're not listening to things I can't say on the radio.
Yeah,
actually.
Well, no, I agree with you, Aaron. I think that the liberals are very quick to voice their anger and but at people or groups that don't agree with them. But all in all, Americans are slow to anger. They're slow to draw the sword, if you will, symbolically. And I think we're at a point now, I'm praying we are, that this next election, the Socialist Democrats, the basic Communist Democrat Party, is about to face some reality. And I pray it happens. I pray it's overwhelming. I do. Because they are a godless group. They hate America. They're using America as it was founded and brought forward to launch their own form of their political platforms that has nothing to do with our Constitution, our Declaration, etc. And I pray that it's crushed. I pray that it really is shown for what it is, and Americans wake up.
I think you're right. I think if they do go for another round of impeachment, I think that's going to be the death nail for them. I think people are going to just throw up their hands and say they're done. There's no more Democratic Party at that point. But what kind of frightens me a little bit is you have this Bernie factor, and there is a faction within that group that will burn it down. I mean,
yeah, they're the hardcore anarchists.
They're the hardcore socialists that aren't going to give up without a fight. And I think it'll get bloody with that group. I'm not too worried about the rest of them, but Bernie's crowd can be a little on the crazy side.
Let me read something from another one of my commentaries in the Prescott E! News. Did I mention this is a commentary?
Is it from the Prescott E! News?
Oh, okay.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, this is a commentary for the Prescott E! News. It was
finally. I wondered when we were going to get back to that.
Well, since I don't get much except $1.85 from you guys for appearing on the show,
yeah, we've got to fluff the pillows. Absolutely.
Well, I've got to do some to put gas in the car. On January 19th, that wasn't too long ago. On January 19th, in the Prescott E! News, I wrote, we are being pushed by former 1960s radical anti-establishment, anti-America activists who remain rage-filled, angry, bitter, pro-socialism, statists with mammoth government, unbridled power, and their younger underlings who have been dumbed down by an educational system no longer preparing students to assume responsible positions in society or have any idea of the history and meaning of this exceptional nation. Both the older and younger socialists want to see America bowed, even broken, and they no longer want the Constitution as the law of the land unless they can convince all around them and beyond that document is really outdated and should be used only as a guide. Chip away at the Constitution until this once guiding foundational document is merely an idea, a fluid set of suggestions. So, Bill, that corresponds with what you were just saying
on.
And what we're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what a waste. I mean, really, what a waste, because the stuff, well, you look at it, these guys are all about all this identity politics and all this stuff, and all it does is come back and bite them. You know, now their own campaigns are devouring themselves because everybody's not, I don't know, gender, you know, nice enough and all that other stuff.
Well,
so now they're all after each other.
Yeah.
So they've promoted things that are destroying them, kind of like, I don't know, like Nancy Pelosi and her little squad. They're coming back and
that's exactly what will happen on a much larger. Yeah, it'll happen on a much larger scale if they ever did get in power. I think they would make some major changes in our institution, and some
of
that you can't
get rid of ICE and
you can't come back from that. What do they say? Socialism is easy to vote in, but you got to shoot your way out. It's about the truth.
One of the other articles, and I won't play on this now, but you guys have been gracious enough to me. But in another commentary I wrote from the Prescott E! News, right? I won't belabor that point.
Hey, how about this? Let's do it when we come right back.
Okay. All right.
We'll take a hard news break here with another fun song, Old Devil Woman, for you. So you're listening to We the People with Dr. Lyle Rapacki as our guest at wethepeopleradio.us.
She's just the devil woman.